So good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining. Welcome. And to start off, I'd like to welcome all the participants today. And for the first item on the agenda, I would like to have the proof of notice of meeting, which was posted on Town Square, and also on the free conference call tab. And so now I would like to go ahead, and we were given the minutes by Paris, who did a wonderful job. We do have four meetings, two, the annual meeting and the regular board meeting on December the 15th. We had a special meeting on December 22nd, and we had a special meeting on December 29th. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? And if so, may I have a motion to accept? Is that all four meetings?
Yes. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. So now we will go on to the state of the community. And I have some good news, some unfortunate news, and some ongoing news. So the unfortunate news, we'll start off with that. It has been noted that the transition to Associa obviously has not gone as smoothly as was anticipated, which in turn has created many challenges. And those challenges, as some of us know, is Associa cannot pay vendors in Belize. And as a result, DS Property Maintenance Management and Construction Services still have not been paid. It's been noted that they're taking not just days, but weeks to pay members, and one member has still not paid the balance owed to them. And the contract states that they are committed to responding to emails and phone calls within one day, which is not happening. The response time from our current manager, Frank, for some of us is unacceptable. Another item is when the HOA 2020 fees were sent, Associa sent a generic form alluding all members that they could pay monthly, which our CCRs and bylaws do not allow, and that has created immense confusion for a lot of lot owners and members. And I've also heard from some members that they're not comfortable paying their hard-earned dollars to an organization that they know nothing about. So unfortunately, that's some of the that news. The good news is, was posted on Town Square yesterday, that BMO Bank of Montreal here in Canada has approved the opening of a US dollar account. And I will be attending the branch tomorrow, Monday, to sign the legal documents to open that account so we can get our vendors paid and get up to date with our bill payments. At this time, it will be only myself on the account, but I do recommend and would like to add Beth Weary, our Vice President, and Jean DeMarco, Treasurer, and I will follow up with them when the account has been confirmed, opened, and what is required by our audit department in Toronto when I have out-of-country signers on the account, and I will be in touch with them hastily, as soon as I find that out. The ongoing concerns I've noted here is we currently do not have a maintenance contract, as DS Property Maintenance contract expired December 31st, 2019. And as a result of that, Brian Weary will address that in much greater detail when it comes time to do his committee report. And I know there has been a lot of discussion on the safety at BIB, and those concerns are ongoing, especially as a result of what happened this morning. And I will let Linda give her Health and Safety Committee report and give more information at that point. Any questions for me? Okay. That's okay. We will do the best we can, Doug. Thank you. So now, next on the committee.
I have one question.
Yes?
This is Suzanne. You said that monthly payments weren't allowed. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Don't we have one member here at BIB that's paying a monthly fee? That's paying the fees monthly?
You can pay your fee monthly, but it was of the understanding, Suzanne, that you wouldn't be charged the 1% fee. People can pay whatever they want when they want, but they will be charged the late fee on the balance outstanding. And we will discuss that in further detail as we go down to the discussion part. Does that answer your question for now?
No, it's not, because you just said you can pay monthly, and then you said you can pay monthly. So which one is it?
You can't pay monthly and not incur the 1% per month late fee. You can pay whatever you want all year long, but then you are subject to a 1% per month penalty fee.
Okay. Is somebody that's paying the fees monthly in good standing for voting purposes? Because they're not paid up with the fees.
No, they would not be.
Okay, so Doug can't pay, but Doug can't vote on anything.
Yes, he can. He's paid his fee.
He's paid the entire year?
Doug, you want to answer that?
Yes, my fees are paid for the entire year.
Okay, then I was misinformed. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay, now we will continue on with the committee status updates and the EAB report. Doug, would you mind giving us an update on that, please?
Sure. For the EAB, Rainey and I are trying to complete the ECO construction workbook, and we've also made a couple of checklists, which will be put online as soon as we're done. I would say about the middle of February, we should have everything ready, you know, and then get it board approved and put it online.
Fantastic. That was a lot of work, I'm sure, and we appreciate that.
No problem.
Anything further, Doug? Do we have any new lot owners starting to build?
No one's actually started yet. The people, Lori and Alan Wadlington, have their lot ready, and when they get down, then they'll commence building. And the new owner of, what is it, lot 85, wants to rake an area so that he can see where his house will go. So he cannot take out any undergrowth or anything until after he submits plans.
Correct. Okay.
That's everything for EAB.
Okay. Thank you, Doug, very much. Any questions for Doug? Okay, then on to the gardens, and Beth Weary, please.
Hey, but Kathy, sorry, this is Anne. It took me a minute to get unmuted, but I did have a sort of a generic question about the EAB, about what is the proper process, like who do you submit do you do a request on Town Square, or how do you get started?
At this point, yes, you would put a request in the architecture. There's two architectural categories. Pick one, and I will get it. And then I can respond. I can go over with Rini, and I can also, after Rini and I do our inspection, send it straight to the board.
Okay, perfect. Because I may have one in the next few months, so I just wanted to make sure I sent that to the right place. Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.
Okay, anything further? Don't forget to unmute if you're going to have a question, please. Other than that, okay, Beth.
Okay. I really don't have much to report. Brian, Sue, and I did move the herb garden this week because where we did have it, it wasn't getting enough sun, so now it's in one of the raised beds. Right now, we're just kind of in between. Nothing's really growing much because of the cold weather we've been having and the rainy weather. So garden share has been kind of slim or not at all, but hopefully the weather will turn around and things will be better in the garden. And that's all I got.
Good. Fantastic. And do we have any new plantings coming anytime soon?
Not right now, no.
Okay. Any questions for Beth on the gardens?
This is Anne again, sorry. I was just wondering about the bathroom that we talked about moving and getting set up there in the garden area, and if what the schedule for that was. Also, in a more generic way, Kathy, Louie just messaged me and said his microphone isn't working, and he wondered if you could turn on the chat for the meeting so he could type. That's a separate thing. So first thing was just asking about the bathroom in the garden area and what the plan is for that.
I don't see the button for the chat.
I don't have the same screen as you, but it should be like somewhere there should be some meeting settings or something. I'll tell you what. Answer that first question for me, and I'll log into my own business account and see where it is, and then I'll let you know. Okay?
Okay.
All right. To answer the question about the bathroom, I've been speaking with Brian, and we've been thinking we should be able to have it ready to go somewhere around mid-March.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Super. Mic's working. Louie here.
Okay. Okay, Doug and Beth, with the gardens, are you involved in that at all? With the bathroom?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. Right. Any other questions at this point pertaining to these two items, the EAB and the gardens only?
Yes, this is Suzanne. I wanted to know if the cameras have been installed around the bodega and the garden sheds yet. Weren't there supposed to be cameras installed?
Yes, this is Doug. Linda has not been feeling well recently, and still need to get batteries for the cameras. We finally got the cameras. Now we're waiting for reimbursement for that. And we'll get the batteries, and then we can put up the cameras.
Okay, thank you very much, Doug.
Okay, one more question to the garden. It contains to safety, too, but I think it would be a great idea to put the keys to the bodega in a place right now where the owners can get to it. So in case we have a tree falling down, we can get a chainsaw, because we don't have anybody right now who will take care of this. And also the water pump, we need to have access to that in case of a fire. And I want to know, too, if that is being maintained. So we don't have the same thing happening as with the last fire behind Ian's place, where the water pump wasn't running.
Suzanne, I appreciate, and we all understand the concern, but I would like to put that on the parking lot until later in the meeting, and we can come back to that.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything
Kathy,
else?
I just want to thank Doug and Reenie for putting the efforts into the construction worksheet, and Beth, thanks for the garden work, okay?
Yes, thank you, on behalf of them. Okay, next on the agenda committee is roads. And Brian, do you have some updates for us?
Yeah, really, nothing at all. Just picking up limbs and stuff. And I've been mowing the milpa and stuff, keeping the grass cut. And other than that, really, nothing's changed.
Okay. And safety, so anything for Doug or for Brian? Sorry, my apology. Okay. On safety, Linda is not feeling well, and we wish her well. Doug, please pass that on. I will touch on that a little bit. We are still having concerns with safety after the incident this morning, so I will be in touch with the safety committee after this meeting, and if they would like to put something together, a recommendation as to what we should do going forward, because I know some people want the gate unlocked during the day, some people don't. So I'm going to be meeting with the safety committee and ask them to come up with a recommendation and that we can vote on it then in our February meeting. Anything else regarding safety that anybody can add to that, please?
Yes. This is Suzanne, and I'm not happy at all with the way things are going there. We were supposed
Can I just ask? Suzanne, before you get started, is the meeting being recorded?
Sure. Yes, it is.
Okay, I just didn't hear the announcement about that. Sorry. I'm quiet now.
We were supposed to get a bigger bigger number lock, which hasn't happened. It's very difficult for several people to see these little numbers, especially if the lighting isn't good. And it's making the community feel safe, but it's not making it safe. It's doing the opposite. When you come in at night, they can pick you off right at the gate. They don't even have to come in. And with all the cameras that we have there, it doesn't make any difference if the person is masked. If I have a medical emergency at night and let it rain or whatever, we don't have time to go be fiddling with the padlock. I would strongly suggest to spend some of the money that we have laying in the bank and use it to put an electric gate there. It can't be that expensive. People in Belize have electric gates. I would be for it totally if that was locked 24/7 with an electric gate and where people that other people that have access to it can get in there too. And by the way, I wanted to say that our neighbors, friends and neighbors outside this community are really feeling snubbed at, that they're not trustworthy anymore, that there's things about people not getting the codes because they're not property managers or they're day workers. People have been living here longer than we have.
Okay, Suzanne, I think you've had your allotted time, unfortunately, and we've heard your concerns, but as I stated, this is Safety Committee, and they will come up with some recommendations, and we will, a board, then go through them and vote on it in February as to what we can do. There's lots of, I understand there are lots of solutions here, but at the moment, everyone has to remember that our first and major priority for this first month was to get some banking up and running so we can pay some overdue bills. That was major concern. And we will work towards making the entrance to BIB as safe and as easy as possible, but it takes time.
Okay, because I was just wondering, my request was out, like the subject was finished, and it's not. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. And so the next on the agenda is the financial update.
Excuse me, this is Ann, and I just wanted to say thank you to Kathy and the Safety Committee for addressing this further. I think that'll be great, and if we have some recommendations to the board for ongoing, that would be super in the future, because I've also experienced neighbors who are feeling untrusted, and I know that that's not the intention at all. So I think that I appreciate the Safety Committee and the board considering this further as far as a longer-term solution. Thanks.
This is Sandy. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I just had a gate question, too. I had seen something on there about it being locked and people not being provided the code. But just so that you know that Marco is still working for us, and so I just wanted to know what was the procedure for him to get through to do the maintenance work that we've contracted with him when we aren't there to open the gate for him. So how should we go about making that work?
Just so that you know, I believe Marco has the gate. I know gate code. I know Marquito has the gate code. He was in here this afternoon or this morning. So I'm pretty sure that they both have the gate code.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just
gave
wanted
it to
be
them.
Clear about it, because the last message that I saw in Town Square, I wasn't certain. So if that's the case, then great. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
I gave
welcome.
Them both the code.
Okay, and so thank you. And so now we're going to go on to the financial update. And Jean, please.
Okay, everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Hello, everybody. First, I just want to mention I want to thank the board, basically, by transitioning over Town Square with their communications. I was hoping and pushing for this since the new board took over. You know, personal emails were getting numerous, very time-consuming, and unwarranted, if you ask me. So thank you to the board for transitioning over. I'm glad we're finally utilizing this. As for the Treasury report, as of December 31st, we have approximately $44,500 in the operating account and about $30,000 in the reserve account, plus another $850 U.S. in the Belize account. And for we have roughly about $75,000. We're doing good. We can spend some of this. We haven't, as far as CMP for the management for November and December, we paid them, we reimbursed some of the owners' paid expenses, and we still need to pay 2 months of the property maintenance. That should be done shortly now that we have the new account almost up and running. And thanks for everyone. Thank you, Kathy, for getting that done. That was very important. Invoices were sent out by CMP, and we received a few 2020 HOA fees, which were paid in December. Since that time, we've had more fees come in, and by the next meeting, we should have a pretty good idea of where we stand as far as the HOA payments. And as far as reimbursements, I know they are starting to go through, and it's our biggest challenge with the bank account. Like I said, it's hopefully solved. It should go a little bit better. I appreciate the hard work, the patience from everybody and the community, the board, and most of all, Jorge, who I don't think is here right now, for waiting over 2 months to get paid. He's a very patient man. So I guess that's all I have for now. I didn't post a balance sheet yet on Town Square. I'll do that. I'll try and get to that tonight. And I think that's all I have as far as Treasury report.
Okay, any questions for Jean?
Nope, pretty straightforward.
Okay, I will say that it is approximately 17 lot owners who have paid their 2020 HOA fees. So it's a start.
That's let me right. just clarify.
Pardon?
The numbers that I mentioned as far as those are two people who paid in December. So the 20 that you said minus 2, which is 18, which isn't in my numbers right here, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so, Jean, I think probably you have the month end December, and since it's not the month end of January, you wouldn't have that report yet, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yep.
Right, but awesome. I went through the town square and counted about 17 lot owners who have paid 2020 HOA fees.
Yeah, they paid them, and so that's not, they paid them basically, that's not in my report, that's all I'm saying.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to open it up to the discussions, and we are going to first talk about the maintenance contract that we had with DS Property Maintenance and expired December 31st, 2019. And Brian, you have some good news for us, I believe.
Yes. This year, I was capable of getting two bids for our management, and DNS gave us a bid, and Roberto gave us a bid, and Roberto came in at a much lower price than Jorge. Jorge was $4,905, Roberto was $3,800. So my recommendation is to go with Roberto, because that saves the HOA $13,000, I think, around $200 a year.
And we can always use that, considering the challenges we have. And
well, one thing I also really, really feel strong about is our workers are going to be paid a fair wage for the day, because when DNS took the contract over from Dean, he cut their pay big time, and I just thought that was really wrong. And so in the contract, they have to be paid $50 a day, and I think that's a win-win for all of us.
And Brian, what had they been paid, and what were they cut down to with Dean?
I don't know. Did you ever meet, who's that guy's name is there?
Gilberto?
Gilberto took over for...
For Elder.
For Elder. Elder was making $55 a day. He cut Elder down $35. Elder quit. So then he hired Gilberto for $35. He cut Channel down to $40 and Esteban down to $45. And I just really thought that was not right, because, I mean, there was nothing right about that at all.
And what was Esteban making before that? Do you know?
They were in the 60s, I think. I think they were somewhere around 55, 60.
Okay. And so the process to get these bids this year, what was the formal process that went out? And was it just two people that you sent things out to?
The same as last year, Louie. In fact, there was no process last year. Jorge took the bid over, nobody quit, and they gave it to him, and it was done. This year, I actually got two bids, something that was not done ever before.
Would you guys like me to speak to that a little bit as the former board president?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So when...
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay. Back when the board started, we did bid out the property maintenance job. We developed a job description, and that was sent out to all interested vendors to bid on, and we had three vendors bid, and we selected a vendor. We don't have to pick the cheapest one always. We picked the one we thought would do the best job. And then had a renewal phrase in it. And so the idea was that if we had a company that we felt was working well, that it would be renewed annually rather than rebid every year. So that's, Brian, that's the why it wasn't bid last year. However, in 2019, we found out that they were not living up to the expectations after Brian managed them on the ground. And when we fired the one, we hired Jorge to fill in the gap for the rest of the year. And then the thinking was that we would extend the contract with him, which is why, Louie, that's why we didn't send out a bid packet again. Because if we were And this was the old board. The new board has a new way of doing things. I understand it is totally within their rights, so I don't want to say that they're doing anything wrong. I'm just explaining what happened in the past. If the contractor was performing sufficiently, the contract would be extended for another year. And that's what we did in the past. And so this year, that wasn't the case, it sounds like. So they've renegotiated or rebid it, I think. That's all I have to say about the past.
I'd like to say something to it. I don't know if you need to respond to that, Brian. Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. So the question I would have, are the two contracts, are they equal in their abilities? One thing that I was wondering about was the tower with the internet. I know Jorge is good with that. You got to compare apples to apples. There's a saying in the contracting business, I'm sure you've heard it. It says, the cheapest price is often the most expensive. And I think you can all figure what that means. And I'm not saying that Roberto can't do it. Are we matching apples to apples here?
No, we're really not, because Jorge refused to bring the prices up for the guys. So he was going to keep them at their daily wage. He also put two stipulations in, and one is he wanted to be paid 2 months in advance at all times, and he also made it very clear that he would not have a point person, and he wanted nobody to boss him, and we were not allowed to scold him when he did not get his work done. That's no way to start out.
All right, well, when I say compare apples to apples, I mean their abilities, not what the guys are getting paid. So what I'm saying is, if you hire Roberto, and he's not as good, he doesn't do as good a job, he doesn't know how to use a chainsaw, let's say, doesn't know how to fix the internet tower, whatever it is. So at that point, what do we do now? Do we have to bring somebody in? Is Jorge going to want to come and fix it? I don't even know if Roberto can fix the internet tower.
Correction on this, Gene. The internet tower is not part of this contract. That is a separate. We paid Jorge separately for that. It's not part of the contract.
All right. Thank you for that. And
that's
then,
correct.
Okay. Then I don't know how Jorge's attitude is. If he doesn't get this, is he going to actually still fix that tower? And if he doesn't, how do we go about that? I mean,
the internet tower is not part of the maintenance contract.
Whether I understand.
Jorge wants to fix it or not, that is on Jorge. Jorge is not our provider. Abe is our provider. If we have a problem with our internet, we will contact Abe, and he will give us somebody that will work on our internet. We're not in a corner here. We're not going to bend this maintenance contract just because you think Jorge is the only one that can fix the tower, because the tower has nothing to do with what this is being proposed, and that's to take care of our grounds.
Okay, well, I use the tower as an example. We don't need to dwell on that particular thing. How about the other abilities? Whatever, is he equal to the task as Jorge's team? That's what I'm asking.
Yes, he will be, because the people that are actually going to be hired are people that live in this neighborhood. And one of the people who's going to be hired will actually be his father. And I think everybody knows Roberto's father, and he's more and capable of doing this job.
Okay, that's all I'm asking, if the abilities are matched.
And did we get contracts, like bids from them both in writing, Brian?
Yes, we have Jorge's in writing. Roberto's is here to whatever. He can, when I, you know, yes.
Were you posted?
We had the one posted. This one's posted, and Jorge's is actually in his handwriting.
Okay. Can we get those? You post his as well? My concern is that, you know, and I don't care who gets the contract as long as the work is done, but I will tell you that, you know, and I like both of them. I like Roberto and I like Jorge, and they've both worked for me as a property manager before. So I probably have the most experience with both of them. And they're both qualified in a lot of different areas. But whether the contract with the internet is with the maintenance or not, my concern as hiring somebody outside of Jorge would be the aspect of trying to get Abe out there, because we know what it's like to deal with Abe he doesn't really want to come out or have people come out to service unless you know something I don't know.
Yeah, this, yeah. This also does sound like a contract interest, conflict of interest. I mean, you know, I just think we have no problem getting Abe out here. We've had Abe out here. That's no big deal. And, you know, I just, you just sat there and said, you know, Roberto and you know, Jorge, they're both qualified. I is running this committee. I am putting Roberto up for a vote today. That is my recommendation. What the board does with it, the board does with it.
And Abe is also really expensive, and he's not that easy to get out here.
So do we have a motion to vote on the contract for Roberto?
I will make a motion to vote on the contract for Roberto.
I second the motion.
Didn't Louis, you wanted to see that posted? Or I guess, I know he's not, I would like to have Louis or anybody see the contract.
Yeah, I think it's prudent for the board to see both written contracts and to look at them. That would be my version of things.
We just first and second motioned it. Are we voting on this or not?
All in favor?
I would like to see that contract too.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All not in, any in, not in favor?
I'm not in favor.
Yeah, I agree with that. Would be nice to see the both contracts.
Okay, the motion has been passed 3-2, and Brian will post the contract because I'm quite sure it's going to be very similar. On Town Square.
Excuse me, what did you just vote on? On seeing both contracts or on Roberto's contract?
On Roberto's contract.
Okay, because Paris just said yes, she would like to see both contracts too. I don't think she voted on yes on the contract.
No, she didn't, but Doug, Beth, and I voted yes, and Jean and Paris voted no. Okay, so we can go forward with that, and let's hope that we can build up a very good working relationship with Roberto and his workers. Next in the discussion is the associate challenges we've had in the bank account updates, which I touched on in our State of the Community report. I've had a lot of pushback on the transition to Associa, the challenges, the time it's taking. And with the current situation where we are now going to have to pay an invoice, the largest invoice we have, they are not really fulfilling their contract. In fact, that puts them in breach of their contract. We are a very, very small association for them. I went through their contract. They said in it, there is a comment that the average homeowners association processes around 15 to 25 invoices a month. I think we have one or two. And that does not include the purchases that the lot owners do on behalf of BIB, which they seem to really not have down. So I would like to have a discussion on this, whether or not we should continue with this or if we should see if we can get out of this contract because they aren't doing what they promised us they could do. They should have known before, and I believe were asked by the previous board, if they could pay invoices in Belize? And they said yes, is what I've been told. And they can't, so that puts all that work back on the board. So I don't understand why we would want to pay them their monthly fee. So I will open that up for discussion.
I would say, you know, we just started doing this. It's our fault. We're not utilizing, yes, some of it's our fault, but we haven't been utilizing this town square since day one, maybe because of we're confused for many different reasons. But to unload this contract can be so beneficial and be so helpful. I know to me, I had a sense of relief when I cut off these ridiculous emails. We can do it all through Town Square now, and it's going to work good, and I'd say we keep it.
I'll tell you the one thing that we're battling with as an association here is that it's not really necessarily an associate's fault. Yep. Belize is having a problem with banking, yep, and with foreign banks, and this is part and part of the issue. There's a lot of banks that are just cutting things off because of the Atlantic International Bank going bankrupt. Okay, banks are just gun shy for it, and they just, you know, Big Brother has been watching, and it's a problem. It's a problem en masse. It's been a problem for a lot of real estate companies and anybody else trying to do it. So, you know, you're going to have to cut them a little bit of slack on that, but that's just my comment.
I think, this is Suzanne, I think it would be a very bad idea to let Associa go. The work that Anne has been doing on a weekly basis was a lot, and I don't think it will be, the association will be run in a manner as it should be. And I just think we ought to give them a chance.
Yeah, Paris here. I would like to chime in. I agree with Jane, Louis, Suzanne. Yeah, I really think we should give them a little more time. I mean, we've only been working with them for a few months, and Belize is not the easiest country to, I think, to work with banking-wise. And, I mean, Kathy, you now almost have opened the new bank account, which could make a huge change in how owners get paid and the vendors get paid. And also, it may be part of the problem is this Frank person, and we can request to get another contact person if he's not really living up to our expectations. And the final thing is, I agree that I saw how much work Anne was doing. I think it's a huge relief to have this association and company.
Hi, this is Anne. I just wanted to give a couple more comments. One thing, I would agree that if Frank is not responsive enough, that you ask to have a different property manager put in. As you said, they're a big company and they have a lot of people, and if he's not doing what he should be, that is one remedy, one possible remedy. Another thing I would say is that they only will do what the board tells them to do. So as far as processes and stuff, that's something you guys will have to work out with them. And I agree that it is incredibly unfortunate that they can't wire transfer money to a Belize bank. But they have shown, at least before I was off the board, they showed a lot of effort to try and come up with alternative solutions. But the main thing that you're really getting from them is this payment processing, invoicing, and bookkeeping, which I think that we can't rely on volunteers to do it again. As we saw this summer, volunteers are volunteers. They can quit in a minute. There is no legal obligation for volunteers to keep up with the bookkeeping, and then we absorbed all that time and effort to do all the bookkeeping. Another thing you may do with them, I mean, they provide you a service, so I think rather than just run away, you can try and fix it. And then maybe because they're not doing this one thing, they're going to have to get money to you somehow, to that account to send to Belize. So maybe you can negotiate a lower fee if they're not doing that one piece of it. I think that there's more remedies than just run away, and I think that they also provide a lot more services than just one wire transfer a month to Belize being the most important thing. That's my opinion. Thanks.
Hi, this is Sue, and I have a vote of no confidence for Associa. Even the email that they sent out that said we could pay monthly fees, HOA fees, and then I think, Anne, even you said, oh, no, you can't, but they kept sending it out. I think a lot of people got ready to do that, and I even sent in a thing so they could do an automatic transfer. And you said a minute ago that they don't do anything that the board doesn't tell them to do. That's not true. In fact, I emailed Frank saying that I had been paying my fees monthly and I had gotten the automatic thing. And he said, oh, well, since you did that, you can pay yours in a couple of months. I just can't let anybody else know because then I'd have to talk to the board about it. I have an email to that effect. So they're not really above board, and I have no confidence in them whatsoever.
This is Kathy, and having been in the banking industry for as many years as I have, when you take on a new client, you bend over backwards and respond to them as quickly as possible. We do not see that. We are a new client, and we are just a small client. I don't know what else to say here. No, there are so many people that I know, Anne, you worked hard to transfer this stuff to Associa. I worked just as hard this past month through the busiest holiday season of the year, along with everybody else, but that was my choice. I loved being treasurer, so please remember that. I left as treasurer for totally different reasons than being treasurer, and that is what I wanted to add to this.
All right, Doug, I just want to throw out a couple of things. I mean, now Associa, I had to go get a separate PayPal account in order to be reimbursed. They would not take my, they would not take what they owed me and put it to my, the HOA piece. However, they did that for Rick and Marcia, I believe. And now for Paul and Donna, they have only paid one third of what, you know, was put in and approved to be repaid to them for the security cameras. If they don't answer our requests on Town Square, I actually have to write a letter to the board as well as add Frank, Gabriella, and let's not forget Jesse. So when I write to eight people to try to get what is owed them, I actually get no return email. And then on Town Square, within, say, 4 or 5 days, then I get, your account has been updated. And that's it. You know, it took me a month to get what my wife got for the security of BIB. These cameras that Paul and Donna bought over a month ago, you know, they're only now getting paid, and it's only one third of what they put in. And why did I have to do this? Gene, you wrote on Town Square that you hadn't even seen it for almost 2 weeks. I mean, you know, this is not my job yet. I'm doing it to help my neighbors. And if I have to go through this much work, it's ridiculous. We don't need this company. They're taking our money for no apparent reason.
All right, can I say, I had a suggestion. Okay, some people love it, some people hate it. Why don't we talk about this to Associa and we write something up instead of everybody just slamming them and maybe let's vote them out today. That's what it sounds like. That's where it sounds like we're going. How about we talk things out? That usually helps things. So I say that we write something up and we tell Associa this is what certain members don't like and this is what we need to fix. And then we go from there. If they don't respond, they don't do anything, then I agree. But if they say, okay, we're new, we're learning, we'll fix this, and then we go from there. So that's what I say.
I would like to add one more comment on this. The only person at Associa who has been helpful is Gabriella, and I will make sure that Gabriella understands that she is the one who has been the most helpful. But why are we going to be doing more than half the work and paying this company this amount of money? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make business sense. And as a board, we need to look after our lot owners' money that they give us and spend it in the best way possible. I wouldn't be very happy if that's how my money is being spent.
Lou, do you have something else in mind, like somebody to do the books and to do the work that's included, or do you have a budget for that with somebody else? Or?
Well, Gene's the treasurer. That's part of his responsibility if we bring Associa back.
Okay, let me say something here, then, now that you brought me up. Let me tell everybody, I don't know if they understand this, how I became a board member. I was asked to be a board member because nobody else was stepping up. I was asked to be the treasurer because a previous treasurer quit the job, so we were in jeopardy and another person quit their job on the board. So there was a shortage. So I was called because nobody else could step up to take the position. And if I didn't step up, what was going to happen was our finances were going to be taken over, and guess what? We have no control. So I also came on board knowing that we were going to have a management company. For me, just like Doug was saying, you know, the time he's got to put out for this, imagine the time you're going to put out when you don't have somebody helping you. Imagine the time I'm going to be putting out. I signed up on this knowing that we were going to have an HOA company, you know, helping us out. So
how did you know there was going to be a management company at that time?
How did I know?
Gene joined in September after we had already talked about having a management company or a bookkeeping service. And most HOAs do not do self-management of the books. They at least have a bookkeeping service.
Yeah, but that don't mean that you were going to vote a management company in, but evidently you promised him that there was going to be a management company.
Brian, you're making stuff up. I didn't promise anybody anything.
I'm talking, Anne. So you come in, Gene. You don't have to be treasurer because we will have a management company. I don't understand how.
Say that once more. I'm sorry. Ryan, I didn't hear you.
I said I don't quite understand how you knew there was going to be a management company because the management company was not voted in, but you were told, Gene, that you come in as treasurer because you will not have to be treasurer because we are going to have a management company. I didn't understand that a bit.
Well, it looks like you're trying to dig here and trying to catch me in a lie. I don't need to explain any of this. The bottom line is I signed up with this assuming and hoping that there was going to be a company taking care of this. My point is, if I got to take over and I got to do all this, then I honestly don't know if I can.
Well, the aspect is Gene, then, you know, if that's the case, then maybe you stay on as director and step down as treasurer. But, you know, the board's got to have a plan for somebody. There's a lot of work involved, and that's one of the reasons that it was hired. So we just need to know it as owners that it's going to be looked after and there's a plan for it, whether it's associate or whether it's somebody else. And I know, Gene, with your workload, you know, you're not going to be able to do the books for this. That's not what you signed up for. But there's got to be a bookkeeping company or somebody hired to do it. I know, Anne, you did most of it before. But there has to be, you know, before we get rid of associates, something has to be put in place. A plan would have to be put in place, I think.
Paris here. I feel that why don't we first talk with Associa and just really be honest with them, how we feel, how we think they're doing, and just see if we can first work it out with what we have in place. And then I agree, Louis, yes, we need a plan. Otherwise, we will have a problem.
I'd like to give my 2 cents now. This is Beth. Associa is not fulfilling their contract. We are dumping $875 into this company every month, and we are getting nothing in return for our money. So we've wasted over $2,400 so far, because we are on month 3 now, and they still had no bank account for us. Kathy had to do that. They're not paying our community members properly. Frank promised us a 48-hour to 72-hour for reimbursements. That has never happened yet. Month 3. Are we supposed to wait till month 8 to get all this stuff straightened out? That's crazy. They are not doing anything for us. They're not answering our emails. They're not paying our vendors. I mean, how would you guys that don't live here like to look at Jorge in his face knowing that we owe him money? It's not right. And
there could have been many ways to get Jorge paid. Definitely. That's not. And we just need
Okay, excuse me. This is Kathy. If you're going to come up with those, just a general comment, come up with a solution.
Kathy,
how many ways? We tried every way to get Jorge paid.
Somebody could have brought the money with them down here.
That is not the way to pay our vendors.
Kathy,
being in the banking industry, that is not proper.
Kathy, this is Rini. May I make a comment?
Of course you can, Rini.
Okay. It seems like maybe we don't like Associa, but we do not have an alternative. I could recommend that if people would like to find an alternative or someone to do this, we should do that before we even consider getting rid of Associa, because we can't replace them with nothing. That's all.
Well, we didn't have them before, so why can't we bring this back? We have a very passionate, committed board right now. We will make this work. You have my word.
Yeah, well, the cat department board quit here. So what guarantee do we have that this is not going to happen again? And I am not going to spend another hard-earned dollar on HOA fees, and neither is my sister. That's $6,400 almost a year until we know that the HOA is being handled correctly. When we see some improvements here, and this is not one of them, getting rid of Associa right now is not one of them, then we will consider paying again. Until then, you will not see a penny from us. Thank you.
And Suzanne, I understand that, and that is definitely your prerogative. However, if you keep referring to that amount by not paying Associa, by Brian bringing in a much reduced contract, we are saving more than that. So it's a win-win for everybody.
I guess you're going to need my money. That's good.
I didn't say we didn't need it, Suzanne. I'm just comparing apples to apples. So I believe at this point that we will have something in place, and I would like to have a motion that we proceed to cancel our contract with Associa. Do I have a motion on that?
I make a motion that we cancel our contract with Associa.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those not in favor?
Definitely not a big mistake, you'll see.
Yeah, agree. I disagree.
Okay, so that has been passed. And now we're going to move on to the next discussion of the late fee penalty. And what has been going through my mind on this is because of all the challenges that we shouldn't have had, but we've had with being able to make payments, paying vendors, etc. And I would like everyone's input on this.
Okay. Hey, since we just voted out Associa prematurely with no warning, anything like that, and with the previous rude, ignorant emails I got from you, Kathy, we have no way of communication. So I'm not communicating through a personal email. So as of now, if you do this, well, I'm not even going to say it. So I don't know how we're going to communicate. And I have email proof how rude you were to me. So I'm not communicating you unless it's through Town Square. So figure it out, girl.
Town Square will stay open till the end of February, so you'll have lots of opportunity to communicate. We still have the BIBHOA board@gmail.com. It can be up and running the same as it was before. And that is not a personal email. That is an email for the board. All emails in that email account is records for the board and should never be deleted.
And any rude email that you continue to send to me, any rude email from anybody, any disrespectful email like you have been sending, I will stop communication and you will be responsible.
I have to second Jean on that one. There's been some very reactive emails.
And I've received the same in return.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's because you handed it out, Kathy. You handed it out, so I am the nicest person, most respectful person. But when you crap on me, I give you two craps back. And that's why you've been getting them, and you know it.
Okay. I haven't been getting anything. There's nothing that I am aware of.
Thank you, Jean. We've heard you. Bye. We've heard you, Jean.
Well, you'll be hearing me a lot more, too.
So regarding the late fee penalty that we are discussing here,
what a joke this board is.
I think we should be allowing our dedicated lot owners and members a grace period until we get everything set up as it was before, which was running great. And so I would like to input on that as to do we not charge a late, because if we don't charge late fees for one person, we must as a board not charge it for all people. That is considered it's just not the right way to run a board. It's whether one person does it, then it's for everybody. So
I would like to get that.
Yes.
Are you speaking to me? This is Rini.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I have a little something I wanted to say. In the past, the BIBPOA board has waived charges and interest fees for homeowners on fixed incomes who need to pay the fees in partial amounts. And this has never posed a problem in the past, as far as I'm aware. No one paying partial fees has ever failed to pay in full by the end of the year. Our board has the authority to waive these fees and charges, and we'd hope they continue to adopt the option as they have in the past. It's put forth in the CCRs. It's not the intent of these covenants to require constant, harsh, or literal enforcement of them as requisite of their continuing vitality, and that leniency or neglect in their enforcement shall not in any way invalidate these covenants.
But there wasn't just one. Sorry.
Excuse me, I'm not quite done yet.
Sorry, my apologies.
That's okay. As a side bonus, making the fees easier to pay could encourage landowners who have failed to pay their HOA fees in the past. The monthly payments are a typical payment form at other developments using similar techniques to BIB, and we need to have that option as well. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. No, thank you, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
But in my learnings on this course, for the HOA board certification course, there were people who were allowed to make monthly payments, and that's fine. But the 1% late fee is charged on the unpaid balance. When one person is waived for that for whatever reason, that the board will take under advisement. However, there were some that were not being charged, and that is called selective enforcement, and that can get a board in huge trouble. So I just want to make it very clear that when the board, and maybe in February on our meeting, we will discuss this further. Perhaps we have to have some sort of documentation as to the income that person is getting, and if it's below a certain amount, then we can consider that. There's all kinds of options here, but just to waive the monthly 1% fee, that's not what a board is supposed to be doing.
May I make another comment?
Sure.
Okay. Other developments like ours, other villages and developments do have the payment system, and they use it, and it makes allowances for people with less income. However, if you decide not to do this, I think it would be only fair if you want to do a waiver for people with lesser incomes, because there are going to be a lot of us. This is a place where people are going because they don't have enough money to retire in the United States, and so that could be very important to people.
I agree, and that's a good point. So, do I have a motion then at this point that we will send communication to Associa to not charge late fees until the end of whatever?
I make a motion that anyone who gets the ACH where Associa can pull out the money on a monthly basis be given a no-interest loan or whatever to pay their fees.
Until when? Maybe the end of April?
Sure, that sees until the end of April.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those not in favor? Okay, so I guess we have, that was 4 in favor. I didn't hear from Jean.
Sorry, my mute, my headphone. I agree.
Okay, so all are in favor of that. So now I will open it up to an question and answer session. If anybody has anything further to say, I will allow 1 to 3 minutes for each participant.
All right, and let me go first, if you don't mind, please. I just want to mention something with Alessi. I need to step down as treasurer to a regular board member because I'm thinking about this, and I'm not going to be able to handle this, so I'm going to remain a board member, but I can no longer be the treasurer.
Okay, Jean, thank you for your honesty. We, as a board, will take that aside. And okay, so I'm going to be very honest with you. This is new to me. I've never been on a board. Do we have somebody within the board, or how do we do this, Anne, please?
A director is resigning from an office, not from the board.
Correct.
That should be in the bylaws. I can pull them up for you if I'd like, and maybe while I'm doing that, you could answer a question for me.
Okay.
Since you're firing associa, I'm guessing that we shouldn't pay associa for our fees, right?
Well, that will be in the discussion with the letter that will be sent to them.
But I'm confused. I thought you weren't going to send a letter. I thought you were just going to quit, fire them.
No, we're going to send a letter to them advising them that they are unable to fulfill their contract on our behalf. However, we would like them to remain till the end of February until we can bring back everything and set everything up here the way it was before.
Okay, so what is your answer to my question about should we pay associa or wait?
Well, we can put that out, I think, because they're helping us and are keeping the books open. We pay them till the end of February. Is everyone in agreement with that?
I'm in agreement with that.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, do we have a motion on that, please?
I'll just say before you vote on that, I wouldn't be paying a company that you're firing.
Okay, Louis, you're in business. I appreciate that.
Well, the thing I would find out is how long it'll be before they release funds to you, because they've got a bank account. It's not their bank account. It's your bank account.
Right.
And I don't know about transferring fees or anything. I mean, I don't know how long that'll take. And all the accounting and everything. So, you know, that was a lot of work transferring it in. I don't know how much work it is transferring it out.
Right. And now,
but you might want to find that out before you tell us whether to pay or not.
Right.
You don't want to. You don't want to have no money coming in for 6 months.
I want to. On Monday, I'm going to be going to the bank to sign all the documents. Be opening up an operating account and a savings account like we have, so that when they send the money to us, I can put the reserve into the savings account and then have them send the other. And if they cannot do a wire transfer to Canada, then being a previous banker for 40 years, there's something wrong with that. I will ask them that they courier on rush basis, a cashier's check.
Yeah, I think that's what they were going to do for Jorge, too, so I know they can do that.
But he can't accept a check down there.
I understand that point. I'm just saying they should be able to do that for you.
I would like the wire because I'm thinking, Louis, you're in business, you know sometimes, even a cashier's check, when they send it up here to Canada, the banks will want to hold it. Now, you have an advantage with myself, having been an employee of the Bank of Montreal for 30-plus years, that they will trust me and perhaps they will release enough of it so I can get Jorge paid.
Could I make a comment here?
Yes, Renee.
Okay. I think this decision to drop associate at this point where everything is still in an absolute state of flux is a very poor idea, and that we should get at least some kind of a dialogue going to figure out what can and cannot be done and more study on this. I think we need to withdraw that termination and get this worked out into who's going to take it over if they don't do it before we make this gigantic step. I think it'd be a mistake just to plunge right into it. Okay, that's all I've got to say about that.
I think we need to get rid of associate and go back to the way it used to be. As we just heard, Kathy is a banker of 35 years, and she can, I'm sure, oversee any of the treasurer's problems and even tell them how to do it. Those are my thoughts.
Kathy, are you willing to do all the bookwork?
I mentioned it before. I enjoyed being treasurer. I had no problem. It was other situations that caused me to resign.
I I'm just going to jump in here. This is Anne. I found the part of the bylaws about an officer resigning from the office, not from the board. And it just means that you guys have to elect a new one. And you have to have a treasurer.
Okay, so.
So I don't know that you have to do that at this meeting. But
okay.
You have to do it at a meeting, and you probably should do it pretty soon.
Okay. So we could call a special meeting.
Yes. I think that
okay.
would be reasonable, okay. you know, with the proper notice, blah, blah, blah.
And, Kathy,
right.
if, you're
okay.
not, if you're not willing to do the book work, it's a matter of finding somebody that can do the book work that, you know, that you guys can count on. Right?
The bookkeeping, yes.
Yeah.
And Louis, I'm going to be, like, I'm going to be down in Belize for the month of February, and you know I like to be busy, so I don't have a problem with that. We will get it worked out. I mean, I never gave up on opening and getting an account opened up, so.
Hey, Anne, could you look up something? Can you be a president and a treasurer all at once? And I don't care if she can do it. Great, I'm just asking. Is that
yeah,
anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know that our bylaws specifically speak to that. I'd have to go through them again. It's not ideal. It says we should have a president, a secretary, a treasurer, and a vice president. So you may want to consider doing some shuffling within there if Kathy's going to be doing the treasurer job. But that's up to the board. The board decides the board decides the officers. The members decide the board. Does that help?
Anne did all three jobs before. I mean, she was the president. She
no, that's
the
true.
Treasury, and she did the secretary. So I think Anne
did
minute. After that because Anne did all three before.
Brian
that's
is correct
I'm,
that
Brian.
I did do the tasks of bookkeeping, but we always had, almost always had, all the officers were other people. I think when we first started, we only had three board members because nobody else would do it, so we had some doubling up there. But ideally, if you have one person per office, as far as how you divide up the tasks, that is up to you guys to manage.
Yeah, we didn't have a secretary when I was one because Sandy was on some type of medical leave or something.
Jenny had been the secretary, and she resigned. That's what that was.
I'm just saying, Kathy, I see no issues if there's a plan in place. I like Renee's idea of maybe just thinking this through, that the board can make that decision. That's why we voted for you guys. And but there's got to be a plan in place. And if you're willing to pick up on all the parts that Anne were doing, but I know how much time and effort she puts into it. If you're willing to do it, then those things are solved if you've got the knowledge and capabilities and time to do it.
I agree, Louis, and also I think that you will have to at least have someone in that position for the state of Florida. I think you have to have a president, secretary, and treasurer to be a corporation, an HOA in the state of Florida, so, and possibly in Belize. I don't know if you've talked to your lawyer there yet. So, like I said, regardless of who's doing the task, the bookkeeping task, you should have a treasurer who is named the treasurer and has that title. Does that make
Correct.
Sense?
Yes, it does, Anne. I understand that completely. And just as a word of information, I did ask the lawyer in Belize if they could send the money to Jorge that we owe to him. I could not believe the fee they were going to charge us, like $600 to wire money to Jorge. So if anybody out there is concerned about the current board and how they're spending the money, I am doing everything I can to save every penny for this community. The Bank of Montreal originally stated it would cost $100 to $1,000 U.S. to open up the account. My contact there said, we sent a letter stating that I'm a retired employee. Is there anything? They've opened it for less than $10 U.S. So I am doing everything I can to save every penny. And Louie, you know my previous experience.
Kathy, you know what? We, all of us appreciate the board saving us money.
Exactly.
We don't have, I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I just want to know that it can be handled. Because everybody, you know, it's easy to say, to step in. I know the work Ann put in, and it's a large job, and I understand where Jean would want to step down from that, because Ann was handling a lot of that beforehand, and then associate handling it now. So as long as that there's a plan in place, that's the key.
Yeah.
That's why the board's there to run a good plan for the community. That's all.
And
Kathy, Doug, and Beth, I really think we should think about this. It feels like a little bit of a premature decision. And you know, like if we threaten Associa with that, we are going to, they're going to lose us as clients. They might really step it up. They don't want to lose a client.
That's a great
until
idea.
We have a proper plan.
But that's not the whole issue here. The part of the issue is we're going to be doing half of the bookkeeping, and that's not right.
No, but
why
we don't
would
know,
we be
like,
paying them $875 a month when we're going to be doing the wiring and the paying and that sort of thing? That's not right. That's not.
No, but that's exactly what we say to them. We say, hey, guys, you're doing a shit job. We have to do half of it.
But they can't do it. They can't do it. That's why I opened up a U.S. account here in Canada. They can't do it.
If I may, if you go on Associa's website, they have over 5 million clients. Apparently 100 people down in Belize, they don't really care that much about. I mean, that's what I see.
I do not have any confidence in a few members of this board right now, none whatsoever, because they have a bad track record, as we could see from last year. I think it's an awful idea to just throw them away, and that was one of my hopes, that at least we'll have them in place. And then it wouldn't matter who's on the board really that much, because they'll take care of the stuff. And I really think we should give them a chance.
The motion has been made and passed, and we are going to move forward with the decision. It will work.
Can I just say one additional thing, not about the decision, but just so that you're aware, there are other services out there that do a smaller piece of HOA bookkeeping for you, and you might want to look at those. Just something to throw out there.
Okay, thank you, Ann. Okay, and
that's
anything else?
Kathy, this is Beth. I just wanted to say that is a good idea that Ann brought up. I had, you know, maybe an accountant or somebody who will handle the bookkeeping is not necessarily a bad idea and something that we should probably look into.
Yes, we can. And I do have someone in mind, so. Anything else at this time?
Kathy, this is Ann again. Sorry to be so involved, but I was just checking in on the changing the corporate records in Belize. Can you give me a status on that? Because right now I'm the financially responsible party in Belize, the FIU registered agent, and also in our corporation we need to get those changed. Have you talked to the attorney about changing those?
No, not yet. I was just so focused on getting an account open.
And I understand. If we could prioritize that, I really don't like being financially responsible without any protection, because now that I'm not a director, I'm not protected under your liability insurance.
Right.
So I don't.
No, that's on my next step on the agenda.
Thank you.
The next priority, yes. And I will be in touch with you, Ann.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And so now we move forward to will we talk about when our next meeting will be? Is everyone available for, where is it? February 16th. It's a Sunday, February the 16th.
Yes.
Who said that?
Good
for you, Beth.
Good for me, too.
Yeah, good for me. Paris here.
Okay.
I'll put it on my calendar. February 16th at 5 p.m., correct?
Correct. Okay. And so can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second.
Okay, so the meeting has been adjourned at 6:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
Thank you.
So where is it supposed to start?
Kathy, will you post a recording or?
She's gone, Paris.
Ah, right. All right, bye.
Bye.